Right now, think of a barbershop and you might think of clippers and scissors and close shaves. A barbershop in Milwaukee is offering local kids a lot more than just a haircut. They may walk away with a book and free back-to-school supplies on top of a sharp-looking haircut.
Books in barbershops is an effort to help boost literacy and also to help close Milwaukee's pervasive black and white achievement gap, which is among the highest in the nation.
The program hopes to foster a love of reading in young children who might find themselves a little at loose ends after school.
Books in Barbershops is a partnership between city officials, the Milwaukee Public Library, and the owner of Chicago Cuts, a Midtown Milwaukee barbershop. Ronald Bell, the owner of Chicago Cuts, joins us now. Ron, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you so much for having me, Veronica.
Well, first of all, can you paint a picture for us? How does this work? A child comes into the barbershop. What happens?
Well, you know, first off, the main thing we're trying to do is close that achievement gap between blacks and whites. And, you know, I was just really trying to figure out the best location or the best way to reach them. And, you know, for the African-American community, the barbershop is somewhat like a country club to us. You know, we exchange a lot of ideas, energy, and, you know, that's just a great meeting place. So usually when the child first comes in, they're just caught off guard by the interior design. We invested a lot of money into the decor. You know, it really looks like you're walking into the south side of Chicago, from the L train to the downtown city skyline. Every child that's been in there, they told me that they, you know, don't want to go to any other barbershop but mine. And then we have a bookcase where, you know, we have comic books and, you know, different type of magazines from the Smithsonian Library and, you know, just a large variety of different things. And, you know, we just try to make it fun for kids. You know, we have some books that are, you know, 10 pages long, some books that are 20, 30 pages long. But, you know, we just basically just try to make it fun for them, you know, just where it's not school books where they're trying to read up on history or geography.
How did you decide to get involved and bring this to Chicago Cuts?
Well, obviously I'm from Chicago, you know, with the name Chicago Cuts. And, you know, at one point in life, I really wasn't where I'm at mentally now. And sports really saved my life. And having different mentors, different coaches, and, you know, different people that help guide me through life, it really helped develop me into the man I am today. So I have three sons myself, and my fourth son will be here actually on October 11th. And I'm just trying to, you know, just find a way for, you know, us to just, I guess, add value within the black community and, you know, just try to redirect their energy into something else, you know?
And so if a child comes into the barbershop and they see not only, the stuff of the hair cutting and the look of Chicago, they see these bookshelves and they see comic books. How do you work with them about picking something they like and getting excited about reading it?
Oh, well, to be honest with you, the first step before we even go to the bookshelf, I actually have a 150-gallon saltwater fish tank that's in the wall, and I take all the kids over there, and, you know, that's a different aspect of education. You know, I teach them about the different types of saltwater fish. You know, first thing they say is, oh, where's Nemo? And, you know, we just kind of go over the different names, and, you know, I let them feed the fish, and I just try to get them comfortable within the shop. We have several flat-screen TVs, and we have, you know, different cartoons for them for different age groups. And, you know, I don't just take them straight to the bookshelf. We just try to, you know, get them comfortable walking around, have a good time. And then, you know, at that point, to be honest with you, they end up leading me over to the books. And then at that point, I ask them, like, what's your favorite, comic book character, X-Men, Batman, Superman? And, you know, really at that point, they just take over, and I really just follow their lead.
So it sounds like, in a sense, you're a guide and a mentor for these kids who come in. This is kind of a community place. It's not just a place of books or a place of haircuts. There's more going on. I mean, do you see yourself as a mentor?
To be honest with you, the reason that I opened up Chicago Cuts, you know, I'm definitely a businessman, but this investment right here, it was not really about the money. This was more so about investing into the minds of these young African-American kids. I really do feel like a big brother, and, you know, it's just with this barbershop, this is like a hub for me to reach the masses instead of me by myself reaching out and trying to do different community service events at the YMCA or, you know, going to schools to speak or this and that. I have more control having my own business, my own land, and, you know, just my own environment for them. And, you know, like, think about it. You guys found out about me and reached out to me, and now we're on Wisconsin, you know, public radio. So I know that this is going into the right direction. And, you know, I've been getting a lot of people that come and visit, and, you know, everyone just supports me. And, you know, they've been asking me for ideas for what they can do in their community. And, you know, I got other barbershop owners in other areas. You know, we're trying to work together to, you know, basically just bring peace and bring education within the Black community.
And you launched the program, as I understand it, earlier this month in time for getting kids back to school. How is it working so far?
Man, it's working great, to be honest with you. I got people coming from all different type of cities. Like one of my barbers, his name is Cedric. If you want to follow him on Instagram, it's Ced the Barber. And he told me that a lady actually called him from West Bend, and that's about a 45-minute drive away from Milwaukee. And she said that she had a local barber for her son, but she just wanted to come check out the interior design. And she just really wanted to let her son and see what was going on. She just wanted him to just have the experience of walking through and just seeing everything that's going on within the area.
I'm talking right now with Ron Bell, the owner of Chicago Cuts Barbershop in Midtown Milwaukee, and he's talking about a new program there to boost literacy by making books and school supplies free to kids. And these books that you've got there, you mentioned some comic books. So where do they come from? Are they donated?
Yes, we've teamed up with the mayor, Tom Barrett, Alderman Cavalier Johnson, and he's actually connected me with the Milwaukee Public Library, and they bring me a certain amount of books every so often, and if we run low, they'll restock it. But the way I basically set it up now, my barbershop is somewhat like a library, because some kids, they come in and they may take a book that day, and, you know, it's really just an honor system. I don't have any type of tracking to see what book was taken and what kid took it, but they usually come back for that next haircut appointment. They'll return that book and then take out a new one.
Do you ever have conversations with the kids who are reading through maybe a series in comic books about what they read?
Oh, yeah, definitely. That's the main thing, is just being a part, you know, because, you know, it's sad to say, you know, most of the African-American males, you know, they're, you know, either incarcerated or, you know, sad to say, some of them are, you know, not even with us anymore. They passed away. So it's a lot of these kids growing up without that guidance. So, you know, that's why I explained to you, you know, maybe ever since I started having kids and maybe I got, you know, more love around me and stuff, I really want to try to help as many kids as possible, because I just know the small amount of help that I was given from all my mentors and coaches, you know, it just helped develop me into this. And, you know, if I can just spark that idea in one of these kids' mind, I just know that they can, you know, I can create another one of myself, or, you know, someone better than me to, you know, really reach the masses and, you know, try to just create a positive change within the community.
Now, in the traditional education system and communities, usually the place where the stuff you're happening talks about, it happens, I should say, is the library. People go to the school library or the public library. They check out a book. What do you think is different about your setting that it's getting kids to open up and read more and maybe be more receptive than they might have been?
Well, you know, the library is, you know, you have to be very quiet. You know, that's a place where you do significant amount of studying. But, you know, within a barbershop, it's more fun. I guess that's the key. I'm bringing more, I'm bringing a lot more fun and a lot more of this 2016 up-to-date, you know, swag, or, you know, just the, you know, just everything that's going on within the Black community. It's not boring. I'm making sure that they're having a good time, because, you, at the end of the day, I want to see real results. You know, I'm not... you know, I really want to make sure that we really affect the masses in the right way. So I say the difference is we make it a lot more fun. And, you know, we may take a break. Like I said, we have several flat screens. We have a PS4 in there. You know, we may end up playing 2K17 with the kids. And, you know, and even when they put the book down, we're talking about, man, so what do you want to be when you grow up? You know, and just trying to spark that idea so they start thinking about it now, instead of, you know, they're 18, 19, 20 in college trying to pick a major.
Do you plan to do any kind of tracking with this, see if the kids who are part of your community there at the books and barbershops, whether they do go on to score better in school or go to high school and college, see if it's having an effect?
Well, I think I want to really just let the program kind of go through the grunt period right now. We just want to really just get the name out there and just let people know what's going on. And then I would say within a couple of months, maybe within the school year, we'll probably start to do the tracking within like second quarter, third quarter of grades. But, you know, right now I don't think that we've reached the amount of people yet to do the tracking. I want to just make sure that we really just get it across the city and try to get as many kids reading. And then once I get more people to come in on a regular basis, then I'll probably get in contact with their schools and, you know, give out rewards. Or, you know, so if someone increased their GPA, you know, you get free, like 5 free haircuts. Or, you know, I'm going to try to figure out some type of incentive to make them want to learn. And, you know, even have, you know, like contests within the barbershop. Like, let's say on a Saturday on one of our more busier days, I'll have 5 kids, you know, and whoever can read this book the fastest, or, you know, whoever doesn't mind reading this book in front of the group, you'll get, you know, this amount of haircuts. Or, you know, we'll figure out some type of incentive for them to make the whole process fun.
And Ron, just briefly as we wrap up, what would you say to other business owners who might be interested in taking on something like this?
Well, if anyone is interested in doing that, you can definitely reach out to us on our website, www.chicagocuz.com, you know, Facebook page, Yelp page, anything. But, you know, feel free to contact me. You know, teamwork makes the dream work. Anyone that wants to reach out to me and we try to build this up within the city, that's what I'm here for. You know, I'm definitely trying to just make a change within the inner city.
Ron, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you so much. You enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you. That was Ron Bell, the owner of Chicago Cuts Barbershop in Midtown Milwaukee. And he joined us there to talk about a new program to boost literacy by making books and school supplies free to kids.